Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, Audrey here wanted some closure, and she couldn't get it herself, so she wanted our help yesterday. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. All right, so this right here is tragic, man. So tell us about you, your boyfriend, then fiance, and how everything just kind of went to crap right before you're supposed to get married.
Yeah, so it was like 5 years ago when it happened. I was engaged. We'd been together for like 2 years. And the wedding was about a month away. And he suddenly just kind of came to me, told me he wasn't sure if he was ready to be married and felt like we should wait until we were a little bit older. I was like, okay, well, the wedding's planned. Like, you know, it's a month away. I was heartbroken. I was angry. And he ended up just breaking up with me, and I never spoke to him again.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was now 5 years ago, and I'm engaged to someone else. And while I'm, like, planning this wedding and everything, I'm just like, I want to know if I did something wrong so I don't make the same mistake again.
Wait, danger, I'm feeling all sorts of danger now. Danger, danger, danger. You guys aren't feeling this?
Yeah. No. Oh.
I feel like this is, the wedding is like a trigger for her, and planning the wedding is just taking her back to before, and that's why all of these feelings are coming back.
That's a good point that I hadn't thought of. But I mean, at the end of the day, will it matter? I just feel like you got yourself a new man now.
Yeah.
You're in love with a new man.
Yeah.
That is in your past. You know this dude is not capable of doing that. You're with a mature man. So what does it even matter?
I just really don't want to have the same thing happen again.
She's in her head. It's like she's got PTSD from the previous wedding. And so here she is. I feel like in order for her to fully enjoy planning this wedding and putting this together, she's going to need that little tidbit of information so she can really immerse herself in this rather than constantly questioning, if I do this, is he going to call it off and leave me?
I feel like I get that, but because they are two different men who have had two different experiences, that any information that you get from this last guy is going only to do harm to the situation that you're in right now.
So you're saying it's situational. It's like person to person.
Yes.
It's not going to apply to him just because it happened with the other dude.
Exactly.
Does your current fiance know what happened to the loser fiance from back in the day?
He knows that I was engaged. I don't think I've really let him in on, like, how much it, like, rocked me. Like, it was so sudden. It seemed completely out of nowhere. And I think that's probably why I really do feel like I need the closure, because, like, there's just still so many questions. And I kind of thought it would go away. And maybe it did for a little bit, but, like, I just really want to know.
Does he know that you're pursuing this closure? Forget about us. Even if we weren't involved, does he know?
No.
He does not. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like it would be different if she was trying to get closure on, like, the relationship period. But because now I can imagine, if I'm putting myself in Audrey's shoes, every time I go to, like, a cake tasting, or if I'm, like, checking out venues, I'm thinking about, well, I did this last time with the loser fiance, and it's bringing back those old feelings. So I'm on Audrey's side.
Yeah.
I think this would actually be really helpful to help her enjoy this entire process.
And for the record, she's not the one reaching out.
So she's not making any contact with him. She's asking us to do it on her behalf.
Wow, that is a stretch.
Well, it's true.
It is true, but it's still reaching out to him.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
Well, it's not her like sliding into his DMs being like, hey, buddy, what happened 5 years ago? You want to try things again? It's like, we're just getting the facts here. Here's the issue. I am comparing it to the chick that hopped on a plane and flew out to Texas to go meet with her ex to get closure, right? All right. So I feel like this is just a drop in the bucket. It's not that big a deal.
Audrey, you got like 30 or 45 seconds before we got a break, but I'm just really curious, leading up to that time, you had no idea, no indication at all that he was getting cold, he was getting cold feet, he was feeling any differently, and then just bam, a month beforehand, that's it.
Yeah, I really had no idea. There were no signs, I was not worried about it at all. It came out of nowhere.
I can totally understand how it would be scarring like that, but I just don't know that the two are intertwined. I know your feelings are the way you feel. They can't be denied, right? We got to acknowledge those for sure. I'm with Mo, though. I just don't know what you can possibly find out from loser one that will make your legit engagement right now better in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I don't see the correlation at all.
But we did reach out to the dude.
I do, Abby. Do you?
I 100% do.
Okay.
We are moving forward.
We are moving forward.
Steam
ahead.
We've already moved forward. All right, so Tommy, our show director, reached out to the ex to try to get some closure for you and got a response back. So we can give you a little bit of closure on this one, so maybe you'll be able to move on, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you all the results.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Close your call coming up next. Hey, The Burt Show.